Imagine struggling with a mental disorder, working with different doctors, and through the side effects of medication, fighting with your insurance company to provide the coverage you thought you bought.
Insurers can be particular about how long you stay in the hospital, or what drugs you take, or what drugs they want to allow you to take.
That's Sarah Crimmins, 34 years old. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when she was in college. Like many with psychiatric disorders, she had to meet higher deductibles, higher copays, and lower lifetime limits. And her doctors were subject to more aggressive reviews of her treatment. Mark Comrade, a psychiatrist in private practice and chair of ethics at Shepherd Pratt Hospital, says he'd hear from managed care insurance companies a lot.
And began to call up every single day and to say, why does this person need to be in the hospital today? Did this person wake up today? Okay, they were admitted feeling suicidal. Okay, yesterday. Are they still feeling suicidal today? No? Okay, we're going to need to wrap up today.
Dr. Stephen Sharfstein, president and CEO of Shepherd Pratt, says that managed care for mental health and substance abuse treatment is much more stringent than for other ailments. And he explains that the monitoring, known as utilization reviews, makes a huge difference in a patient's care.
The question is, at that point, is the care medically necessary? This can be done in a reasonable and collegial way, but sometimes it's done not that way, and people get involved in fighting for their coverage.
But under the 2008 Mental Health Parity Law and recent regulations that clarified it, patients and families battling mental health problems or substance abuse will not face more aggressive reviews than they would for medical or surgical treatments. Eliminating the discrimination creates a fair playing field, says Sharfstein.
The fact that we now have a law enables people to advocate for their benefits in a way that is not as arbitrary as it used to be.
Patients and their families will have more economic protection, he says. Now, it's not often that patients, providers, advocates, and insurance companies agree on something, but they all like the Parity Act. Pamela Greenberg is president and CEO of the Association for Behavioral Health and Wellness. Her group represents insurance companies that provide coverage for substance abuse and mental disorders to 2.5 million Marylanders. She says they've supported parity for years.
Any financial payments, which would be co-payments or co-insurance, will be the same for mental health and addiction as they are for medical. So that's a huge step forward. It helps with access.
Couple that with the Affordable Care Act, which makes mental health and substance abuse treatment an essential health benefit required in new health insurance plans, and tens of millions will benefit, Greenberg says. But don't think the work is done for mental health care.
Parity is not the panacea for all of the issues that we have in the behavioral health field.
Greenberg and others say many questions still need answers. For example, how will parity be measured? And Adrian Ellis, an advocate with the Maryland Health Association, says they have concerns about getting the care to the people who need it.
They should have less hurdles to jump to get those treatments and less financial cost to access them.
Ellis says there's a real danger that there won't be enough therapists and psychiatrists to help those seeking treatment, armed with their new insurance cards, empowered by new laws. But until now, she says, they didn't even have access on paper. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.